Hey everyone, I'm Ashley Banfield, and this is Drop Dead Serious. What a story coming out of the entertainment business tonight. David, D4VD, do you know him? He's certainly finding a lot of fame right now. Even if you didn't know him before, you may know him now. And this is the kind of fame he probably does not want. Not the kind he expected probably to find in his career. And that's because his name is being connected to a very, very grisly murder in Los Angeles. Not just a murder either. Like a child relationship that is not legal and not appropriate, if it's true. And as each piece of the puzzle tucks into place, we're beginning to see a hell of a picture emerging. This whole story started with an abandoned Tesla in the Hollywood Hills. A Tesla with Texas plates. That matters, okay? Remember that. Neighbors in this one area of the Hollywood Hills started to notice the car because, A, the Texas plates, but also it wasn't moving and there was a smell that was wafting from it. Now, at first, a lot of these neighbors said they thought it was a dead animal. And eventually they called the police to get the car towed away. That's what people do, right? And that's what happened. This Tesla was towed away to an impound lot. But days later, workers at the impound lot had had enough. They noticed that smell too, only now the smell was so incredibly putrid. It was so bad. They called the police because they suspected something much worse. When the front of the Tesla was opened up, and you know that the trunk of a Tesla is in the front, it's actually called a frunk. When they opened that frunk, the reason for the smell became crystal clear. There was a dead body in that frunk. And if that's not bad enough, the body was so decomposed, it was not even clear if it was a male or a female at first. Also complicating things, the body was not complete. The body that was found rotting in this Tesla was just a head and a torso and at least one body part that included a hand. So maybe the torso with the arms, hard to say. We'll get more information as the case becomes more robust. But you may have already seen the headlines on this one, right? That the LA County Medical Examiner identified these rotting human remains as belonging to a missing California teenage girl. A girl named Celeste Rivas Hernandez. The saddest part of this whole story is that Celeste was just 13 when she went missing. And she went missing from her family's home in Lake Elsinore in Riverside County. It's not that far from LA, right? That was April of last year, so about a year and a half ago. Celeste turned 15 years old on September 7th. That's 11 days ago. But Celeste only turned 15 if she was still alive. And the very sad part of this is that authorities say that is doubtful. Her dismembered body was found just one day after her birthday. And the ME says that her remains had been in that car, and I quote, for an extended period of time. Her story might not have made the national headlines, if I'm honest, right? Bodies are found in all over the country every day. But the ownership of the car changed that. The ownership, person who owned that car, that was not a mystery. That never was a mystery. The registration papers had one David Anthony Burke listed as the owner. But to his millions and millions of fans, he's known as just David, spelled D4VD. He's a singer. He's 20 years old. His debut album dropped in February, but he shot to fame on TikTok, and now he's on a world tour. And although the internet has lit up, making all sorts of connections between David and this dead girl, Celeste, for now, the Homicide and Robbery Division of the LAPD, they're keeping things pretty close to the vest. And so far, nobody's been arrested. Nobody's been named as a suspect. I'm recording this on Thursday night, September 18th, so things could change. And outside the internet, Celeste's mother, well, she's making a few connections of her own. She says back in April of 2024, when Celeste disappeared, her 13-year-old daughter was dating somebody by the name of David. I get it. There are a lot of people named David out there, so stay with me. The mom said that her daughter also had a tattoo on her right index finger. Same one that David the singer happens to have. The tattoo spells S-H-H dot dot dot. To be fair, again, lots of other people have that same tattoo. Among them, Rihanna and Lindsay Lohan and the actor and singer Lily Allen. It actually became pretty popular, I think, over a decade ago. But there's more, right? You can always have a coincidence or two, but when they start piling up, I start leaning in. So TMZ came across a photo of D4VD, of David, standing in Celeste Rivera's neighborhood before she disappeared. And that is important because Celeste's neighborhood is like an hour away from where David was living. So kind of unlikely that he would just be there a couple minutes walk from Celeste's house, unless he had a reason to be that far away from his home, right in Celeste's neighborhood. Again, maybe just a coincidence. The singer's spokesperson says that David is, quote, fully cooperating with the authorities. For David, who is, again, now on a world tour, none of this is good. But it isn't terrible either. Not yet. Legally. Anyway. I mentioned this before, but the coincidences between the missing girl who turned up in singer David's trunk, they're starting to get a little uncomfortable. For David, that is. Celeste's mother says that she was dating somebody named David when she went missing at age 13. Again, there are a lot of people named David. I get it. We're just adding to the list of coincidences. We also now know that in December of 2023, a demo track leaked out by David. It was a song called Celeste. And it was all about his love for a girl by that same name. And wait until you hear the lyrics that he sang. I'm getting to that. Going to play it for you, but it does not sound good, especially when you know what's going on in David's life right now with a young girl's body being found in his Tesla trunk. And there's also this problem with another song that he wrote called Romantic Homicide. And some of the lyrics in Romantic Homicide are also troubling. Not saying they lead to murder. He's not been arrested. He's not been named a suspect. But again, a lot of coincidences. And these lyrics, which I'm going to tell you about in just a moment, they do not bode well. Still, there's no indication that LA police were connecting the dots until last night when homicide detectives raided a home in the Hollywood Hills. And again, the Hollywood Hills is the same neighborhood where the Tesla had been abandoned and then towed. And TMZ reports that the home was most recently occupied by, you guessed it, David Anthony Burke, D4VD. The outlet said that the home was rented by David's manager. Police reportedly seized a computer and apparently some other items. And I talked about all of this with TMZ's executive producer, Charles Ledebaudière. We talked two times this week on my News Nation show, Banfield. Big shout out, News Nation. I'm on at 10 o'clock Eastern, weeknights, Monday to Friday. Make sure you check out the show. I wanted to play you both of the conversations I had with him on my News Nation show. And I should note that TMZ's reporting was instrumental in helping the police to identify the young victim as Celeste Rivas Hernandez. TMZ also learned that the impounded Tesla was often seen by neighbors parked out in front of that house that was raided. And in a moment, you're about to find out how it was that the neighbors recognized a nondescript black Tesla as being the Tesla that they saw outside of David's home. Here's a hint. There was one very, very distinguishing feature that nobody could ignore on that Tesla. Here are my conversations with Charles from TMZ.
Charles, it's good to have you. Do we know how long Celeste's body was in that Tesla?
That is a big question at this point, Ashley. What we do know is that the car was impounded on the 5th of September. The police discovered the body in the Tesla on the 8th of September. Now, we also know that the car had been abandoned on that street in the Hollywood Hills for at least 3 days before it was impounded. We've also spoken to neighbors in that area who said that there were people who had walked by the car and had noticed a bad odor and that they kind of thought it was either a dead animal somewhere, either under the car or near the car. But when they called the police to report this car abandoned, they didn't mention the odor. They just thought it was a dead animal somewhere in the area. And then, of course, the police had the car in the impound yard for a couple of days before suddenly someone there was like, yeah, there's something off here. And that's when they opened that front hatch on the Tesla and found the bag with the body parts.
And they call that the frunk, if I'm not mistaken, in the, in the front of the Tesla. It's like the trunk in the front, so to speak. But that's a really good point of forensic interest, that there was someone who noticed something that didn't smell right when the car was abandoned on that California street. So that would indicate that the body was in there probably prior to the impound lot. Are they able to determine how Celeste died at this point?
The medical examiner has said that the cause of death is deferred. I mean, they have not been able to figure it out at this point, and there's going to be further toxicology testing. It may just be that, remember, you know, what was put in that bag, there were, the body had been dismembered, and maybe they don't have enough at this point to, you know, to positively say this was the cause of death. It sounds weird to say they don't have a cause of death because, look, it's LAPD robbery homicide that is investigating. The body being dismembered would lead one to believe that this is a homicide. But, you know, they just don't have that forensically yet. They can't say for sure what the cause of death is.
And not to be too graphic, but it's important for the investigation and obviously for the autopsy as well. She was not found in her complete, her complete body wasn't found. These were parts. And if I'm not mistaken, was it a head and a torso and that's it?
Yeah, there was also, there were, I don't want this, you're right, this is just very grisly to say, but I don't know if they have had all the limbs. They certainly had some of them because the police did say that she had this tattoo, which is very interesting, something we found out, but she had a tattoo on her right index finger that said the letters SHHH dot, dot, dot. And that was on her right index finger. We had actually spoken to Celeste's mother last week. And at that point, the police had said that the tattoo was there, but the mom told us more information, which the police had not released, which was that the tattoo was in red ink.
You at TMZ were able to zero in on his fingers, I think, in one of the photographs and see that he's got the same one.
Yes, he had the same one, at least as of last September. So we went back last summer looking for this tattoo. And from April, photos that we found of him performing from April up till August 1st, there, all the photos did not show that tattoo. And then in September of 2024, then we found a photo where he did have, and we've seen others since then, where he has this the tattoo on his finger.
David was on tour, as I understand, when the body was discovered in his Tesla. Was he also on tour when the Tesla was abandoned?
Yes, he has been out of L.A. for, since I believe it was early August is when his tour started. So, you know, since the discovery in the car, we've seen him play shows in Iowa, in Minnesota, all across the upper Midwest. And most recently, just last night, he performed in Seattle. He was, so the tour has gone on, you know, has not been upset by the investigation. And, but as of this morning, now it has been, because we called the venue in Seattle where he was scheduled to play tonight, and they told us that that concert would not be happening. So tonight's show canceled. We haven't heard an official word on the rest of the tour. He had dates that were set. He was set to play in L.A. this coming weekend at the Greek Theater. But as of right now, it certainly doesn't seem like those shows will be happening. One thing that we have not been able to figure out yet, Ashley, and I would hope, we have not been able to confirm this with police, but the fact that this, the car that the body was found in is a Tesla, is kind of a godsend to police, I would think. If you know anyone who has a Tesla, if you have one, you know that there's a lot of data that you get from the cameras on that car.
A ton. The Sentry mode, right? Sentry mode is activated when you get close to the Tesla. And there are, I think it's somewhere between 8 and 12 cameras positioned all the way around that vehicle. So, yes, you're right. And Tesla's good at working with investigators to provide that data. We remember the Tesla Cybertruck that blew up outside the hotel. Tesla helped to discover what exactly happened leading up to and during that. So, yeah, maybe Tesla will be able to actually provide more forensic information to get to the bottom.
I'm sure that Celeste's family is hoping that that does happen, because right now, and again, you know, we've been trying to confirm that with police, that they've even subpoenaed Tesla to get that or gotten a search warrant to get that information. But that, you would think, is going to be perhaps a smoking gun for them, that you would see at least who was last driving the car, and perhaps actually see who placed the bag with the body parts into the car.
Charles, this story seems to really be getting legs. What happened today with the house where David had been staying? Tell me about that.
Yeah, this house where David had been staying, at least earlier this year, probably even further back, police had a search warrant. They got a search warrant and they finally went through the house last night. We got some information about what they were looking for there. We know that there were photos of detectives leaving the house with a computer and then several other bags of evidence, evidence bags. We don't know exactly what they pulled out of there. We know what they were looking for, and it is very clear that they are trying to connect the victim, Celeste Rivas Hernandez, to that home. And obviously to David also. We should say the home is about a block and a half away from where David's Tesla was parked when it was towed to an impound yard.
Okay, that's important. The proximity between this home that was investigated and searched and where the Tesla was found, that's key. I have seen reporting that neighbors had seen a Tesla parked outside that home.
Yeah, that very Tesla. We've spoken to several neighbors who said that the Tesla with the Texas plates, which is what makes it stand out here in L.A., a black Tesla with those Texas plates. You know, it was registered to David, who is from the Houston area. So we know that that Tesla is his. The thing that's still not clear is who was actually driving the Tesla when the body was placed in the car, who parked it. Where it was eventually found and impounded. Those are the dots that still need to be connected here. But as for this house, it's very clear that this is where David was staying. There are lots of photos that he posted from that home. You know, he entertained people there. Benny Blanco came over and he posted some photos with him. The group Cat's Eye was there. They recorded a video with David, like a TikTok video. With David in that house. So this is where he apparently was staying and clearly entertaining friends and, you know, posting content from that home. So the one thing we have not seen is a video of Celeste or photos of Celeste in that house. Now, other photos have surfaced showing, it seems pretty clear at this point that David and Celeste had a relationship. There's a live stream that was resurfaced where they were talking to some of his fans, and also a photo of David and Celeste out at an event somewhere in LA in, it appears, October 2023, because there's a photo of David and Billie Eilish at the same event from that date.
In October of 2023, she'd have been just turned 14?
Yes.
No, I just believe. Turned... 13,
and he would have been, so 2023, he would have been 17 or 18.
Yeah, not legal.
Yeah, yeah.
That not is, legal. If that anything, is
another part of this, was a romantic relationship, right. Yes, certainly disturbing. And we haven't seen anything like sort of PDA or kissing or anything that would make you think that we could say for sure this was a romantic relationship. But what is clear is they spent a lot of time together. What the nature of the relationship is, we don't know for sure yet.
Okay, well, I'm going to skip ahead to something I was going to ask you in a minute, but I'm going to go there now. Maybe we don't have pictures or anything of them indicating anything romantic, but there's art. There are songs, and now everything's being looked at through a microscope. Tell me about a leaked song called Celeste.
Yeah, the lyrics to this song now, you like you said, looking through today's lens, very interesting. This is a song, it was unreleased, but it did leak on SoundCloud in in December of 2023. Some of the lyrics, and again, the title was Celeste. It says, "Oh Celeste, the girl with my name tattooed on her chest. Smell her on my clothes like cigarettes. I hear her voice each time I take a breath. I'm obsessed."
That's 2023,
December of 2023, right?
like 4 months before she disappeared.
Right. And actually, I believe there was another time. It appears that she, I don't know if it was she had run away or just that she was not contacting her mother. And so there was in January of 2024, a missing report. And then again, another one in April. So her home life is also something we're looking into because it's clear that she was not, this was not a stable situation, and that she was in and out of the house. We also know that, you know, there was a photo, and we haven't don't have a date for this one yet. There's a photo of David in a parking lot in Lake Elsinore, California, which for people outside of LA, it is that is a place that's about 70 miles east of LA. So it's not like right around the corner. And David was in a parking lot there in Lake Elsinore, which is where Celeste and her family live. They're from Lake Elsinore. So
Yet
at
another
that point,
coincidence.
yes. And by the way, that parking lot, we looked at it on a, we geotagged the photo and looked at it. It's about a 6 minute walk from Celeste's home where her mom lives anyway. So
Do you remember when the date on that photo
we don't
was?
have a date for it yet. This is, again, these are photos that have been resurfaced on the internet that people have found. Because obviously, as always happens in cases like this, you have the police working on it, you have the media working on it, and then you have the internet working on it, and all the internet sleuths trying to piece things together as well.
And they do a lot, let me tell you. I just
Yeah.
watched the documentary Don't F with Cats, and you can see
Yeah,
how
exactly.
effective, right, the internet can be. Okay, so that was 2023 in December. She would have been 13. If he's writing about her in this way, sure does sound sexy. And that's scary that she's 13 years old and she has
Right.
been gone from her family for, well, let's see, let me make sure. No, she disappears from her family
2024,
4 months
early
later.
2024. Yeah.
So potentially she, if this is her, is seeing this singer and then vanishes. Okay, then there's another singer. There's another song that I
Yeah.
find disturbing. It's 2022, and it's called Romantic Homicide.
It is
And
one
there's some
of
lyrics there that are disturbing.
It is actually one of his biggest hits. If you look up David's songs on a streaming platform, Romantic Homicide is usually near the top, if not the top song. And some of the lyrics from that song, he says, "In the back of my mind, I killed you, and I didn't even regret it. I can't believe I said it, but it's true. I hate you."
Important to
Again,
say, no mention of the name Celeste here.
no
And I'm, if
mention of
I'm
Celeste in there.
doing the math, correct me if I'm wrong, she'd be 12 in
Yeah.
2022.
Yeah, we don't know when they first, you know, met, when their friendship or whatever it was began. But obviously there are a lot of images now of them together. They had some sort of relationship. And now clearly police are trying to connect those dots as well. I got to tell you about this, the search at the house. We know what police, while we don't know what they actually left with, we know from law enforcement sources what they were looking for and what they did inside the house. You know, they were looking for blood evidence. We're told that the detectives went through the house. There was with luminol, thinking that if the, you know, whatever happened to Celeste, if she met her demise in the house, they wanted to see if there was any evidence of blood anywhere in the home. So they were using luminol around the house. They were checking drains to see if there's any, you know, blood evidence or, you know, blood or tissue. that was in the drains there. So they did a scouring of this house looking for any evidence. Again, we don't know what, if anything, they found, but our law enforcement sources say when they executed this search warrant, that was on the list, a very long list of things they were looking for in that house.
That's very painful to hear, because we know that this body was dismembered and not all parts of this body were recovered. So it would make perfect sense if they were looking to see where that dismembering happened.
Right.
And also, just remind me, this house is being rented by David's manager.
Yeah, you got to keep in mind that David is a very young, he's 20 years old. So from what we've seen as listings, this house is going, you know, $20,000 that it can be rented for $20,000 a month. It is a large home. It's an estate, really. That's not the kind of thing even a famous 20-year-old could do on his own typically. So it is his manager, a guy who is connected to Interscope Records.
Josh Marshall is his name,
yes.
Right?
Yes. So he is the person we found out who was actually on the lease, who was renting this. But again, from all the photos that David has posted, it's very clear he was staying in this home, if not all the time, you know, frequently he was staying there.
What about the officers? Like, I think you guys are reporting 10 to 12 officers descended upon the home. Could they be seen bringing things out that weren't cloaked in, say, evidence envelopes or bags, like anything that was recognizable to the person who was watching from the outside?
Yeah, the only thing that was evident was a computer that you could see, and then everything else that they gathered were in evidence bags, so we really couldn't make it out. But it now makes sense that there were that many officers going during this search, because now we know that they were, you know, scouring the house for blood evidence that, from what we have heard, was not evidence, not like they walked in and saw blood everywhere. So this is a case of them thinking that whatever, if it happened in that house, that you know, that it would have been, there would have been an attempt to clean it up. But obviously they have luminol and other things that they can use that would help them see if actually blood was anywhere and had been cleaned up.
And was the focus just on the house, or did they look elsewhere around the property?
They looked around the entire property. You know, there's obviously there's the house, there's a yard also where they can be, they could have searched for,
what about
and
a garage?
Have searched. Yes, there's a garage there. In fact, I believe, I want to say it's a 3-car garage, that they, went into, they searched there. But
I mean, my mind being in true crime goes to Dexter, and garages are often one of the places of choice, you know, for this kind
when
of macabre behavior. Yeah. And then what do you have any information on purchasing? Like, was anybody within David's orb purchasing things like the kind of supplies you would need for this kind of an operation? Sometimes the Home Depot, sometimes Walmart. People go in with big cleaning supplies, drop sheets, you know, even tools, that kind of thing. Bleach.
I know where your mind is going, Ashley.
Yeah.
And I wish I could say we don't know at this point, but, you know, it has been very difficult, I will say, to speak to people in David's orbit, that close friends, as you would imagine, most people are pretty tight-lipped and not willing to say anything at this point, because they know what's going on. They know this case has been getting a lot of attention here in LA and growing in the attention it's getting around the country. They know what police are looking for. And so they have not exactly been forthcoming with a lot of information.
Well, you know how that works, Charles. The minute arrests start happening, people start talking, because nobody wants to be on the business end of a charge connected with, you know, accessory after or during or conspiracy. I mean, these are the kinds of things that make the concentric circle squeeze to the player they're looking for. And I'm not saying it's David. I'm not saying it's his manager. It could be any of the above. You never know. It could be anybody. But just, what about David himself? Like, what's going on with him? Is he in hiding? Is he under arrest? What are his management and endorsements? What's happening with him?
Boy, I wish I could tell you. Here's what we know about David. The last place he was seen publicly for certain was in Seattle when he performed two nights ago He had a show that was scheduled last night, but that one was canceled. And while we figured that he would be coming back to LA, we know that he has an attorney. We have not positively seen him yet. There was a sighting of someone that someone believed to be David, but we can't confirm 100% it was him. So we are on the lookout, trying to find out where he is, but we have not seen him yet. And interestingly, he had shows scheduled here in LA this weekend. He's supposed to be playing at the Greek Theater. And what's really creepy and eerie is that you could go online right now, as we're speaking, and buy tickets to those to the show in LA. And also, there's a show scheduled in San Francisco Friday night that has yet to be officially canceled. So, you know, look, that may change. This is as we're speaking right now, but I would expect it would be really bizarre to see him on stage performing as if nothing's going on when we know police have searched the home where he was living and what we know about his own car and what was found there.
And it's fascinating to know if he's been forthcoming and if he's met with police and gone in for any kind of interviews or met with them anywhere for those kind of interviews. What about I don't know what his endorsement situation is, but often when stuff like this happens, things happen quickly. Is he losing deals? Are people shutting him down?
You know, I don't know. David he's not reached that level of fame where he has a lot of endorsement deals. He clearly was an incredibly talented young man and had the attention of people in show business in this town. I mean, we've seen all these photos of him now with some pretty big name, you know, mingling with some pretty big name artists. So there were people in town who were aware of his talents, even if he hadn't gained, you know, sort of like he didn't have top 10 hits or anything. But there were people who knew about his talent. Like we said, Benny Blanco was at his house. Benny Blanco was Selena Gomez's fiance and a very successful producer. Cat's Eye, a very popular group that was there making content with him. So, and the photos with Billie Eilish at that event in LA. So people in town knew about him and about his talent. And he clearly has a lot of fans. We've seen them as he's been on tour for the last, you know, week. We've been watching these shows and his fans are still showing up. He's still performing. But there is a lot going on in the background, and clearly he's aware of that. And it's really before last night, he was acting as if nothing was going on. He was just going out and performing, and maybe he's doing that because he has nothing to hide. It's quite possible. But right now, police are closing in, as you say, around him and his world. So it would be really odd to see him go on performing as if that wasn't happening.
I've seen reporting that Crocs and Hollister have dropped him from a new campaign. Are you hearing the same thing?
You know what? I can't confirm that. I know that I know the reports you're talking about, and we've been trying to confirm that that they have. But that would be expected. And there have been other artists who have taken down songs that they collaborated with David on, and they've removed them from some platforms just because they have seen what's going on. And until, you know, we know for certain, I think some artists will see David as kind of toxic at this point and they don't want to be connected. This is, you know, the same thing we saw, and it's clearly not the same crime. And again, we should stress David has not at this point been named a suspect or person of interest, but we saw this happen with Diddy, right? When as soon as the raids happened, and that was before he was even charged, there were people who backed off and, you know, didn't want to be associated, didn't want to answer any questions about him. That's what happens in showbiz when you suddenly are the focus of things like this. All those people who are your friends go running for the hills.
It's not good for business. It's not good for branding. One last question. People in the neighborhood, what's the canvassing of this neighborhood been like by police, by reporters, video, ring cam? These are the kinds of things that really can often help solve crimes.
Yeah, we have spoken to several neighbors ourselves, and they say that, yes, police have been there. They've gone door to door. They've been asking for any videos. We've been asking for those videos also. And to this point, we have not found anyone who had video that would have helped anything in the case. But people in that neighborhood were aware of this house, and not in a good way. We've heard a lot of people say that there were a lot of noise complaints. In fact, this is really strange, is the latest one was last weekend. Now, clearly David was not there in the house, but somebody was playing loud music, and there was a complaint about noise this past weekend. And we're told that there were a lot of parties in the past, and people in the neighborhood basically thought of it as sort of the problem house, that there were, you know, always young people. It does sound like sort of the way the complaints come around is like sort of older people in the neighborhood complaining about the young kids who are in this beautiful home, but having clearly in that home and having a good time, and doing it with loud music frequently. So they were not, let's say, not well liked on the block.
Well, let me tell you, the police have pretty remarkable tools in their toolbox to figure out geolocating, alibi, all that kind of thing. So hopefully they'll be able to get to the bottom of this and find out who did this to this girl. I mean, she's a girl. She was a kid. This is so sad for her family, for Celeste, and, you know, a cautionary tale for so many parents as well. Charles, I always love talking to you. Thank you so much for this.
I love talking to you too, Ashley. And you're right. It's very clear we're going to get to the bottom of this sooner than later. They are closing in, and it is heartbreaking to see these images of Celeste now, knowing how she came to her end. But to see her at a very young age in this sort of Hollywood circle, you just wonder how it got to that point for her. And you hope the police can solve this and give her family some closure.
Boy, do you ever. And you don't know what kind of charges can come out of this, whether they're murder or whether there's something sexual with a child. Those are the kinds of things that are on the right table potentially for anybody who may have been involved with her this way. Charles, thank you again. Appreciate it.
All right, Ashley. Thanks.
So there you have it. We are in the infancy of this case, but I think within days, there's going to be movement. Teslas have cameras, like 8 to 12 cameras. It's called Sentry Mode. You get close to a Tesla, cameras ignite. You can see what's going on around Teslas. Maybe they were disarmed. Maybe they were disabled, but I don't know. We've solved plenty of crimes before with Tesla, the company itself, providing the information from cameras to the police. There was a truck bomb, a cyber truck bomb that went off, and Tesla itself gave the camera information to the police that helped to solve who it was and why it was done. So watch this space, folks. I mean it. I think it's just a matter of days until we have movement in this case and maybe an arrest. I'm Ashley Banfield. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, the truth isn't just serious. It's drop dead serious.